This day 1,707 of the Aruch Shulchan. Today we're doing Chesh Mishpat, Simen Shin Samach Hei Siv Vav, to Simen Shin Samach Zayin Siv Beis. Vav. If Reuven omer l'Shimon, if Reuven says to Shimon, "Gazalti me'avicha, I stole from your father," but any other day, mona imo, Simon done for 100, 200, or Shimon he says, "Shimon Levi," to the Shimon Levi, "Gazalti me'avi v'shalchad mikem, I stole from one of your fathers, mona 100 dollars, but any other day, me, I don't know which one." Lo'ez bar peskim b'chay b'chazim midino cholachem me'mona. It's not clear. Peskim be'if according to the shaklet of law, you have to give one each one of the 100 dollars. You know, the midino chayev says, "Oh, sure, I think he does. He does. He has to give one each 100 dollars." Because and even though if it's an object which is given to him for safekeeping, he doesn't remember who gave it to him. And a chayav reckless is he only has to give back the pikadon to each one in order to fulfill his heavenly obligation. Shana asked him a little pasha. That's where he wasn't criminal. But by he robbed, he certainly was a pasha. He was criminal. Even if they're not demanding it from him, the halach is the same like pikadon, much as Zamnu. That's when he says, "I stole from one of you," and they have a weaker case, so to speak, because they don't the fact that they don't know that the and they should know which one of them was robbed. But by the fathers, they know him knowing, so therefore they should each get. Right, my Mishnah Mafki, I'm answering for the Mishnah Mafki, but that's a long time. But see, the time it says, "Our Mishnah is out there." Somebody says to two people, "I stole from one of you, mona 100 dollars. Maybe there is who I don't know which one, or if you shall come again, if kids get some mona, or the father of one of you left by me 100 dollars. Let's say zemona, zemona, you give each one 100 dollars. But Gemara Marad lo tavile. This Gemara says, "But they did not demand it from him, but says Yishmael, but he wants to fulfill his heavenly obligation." Since it changes by theft, it says you stole from them themselves. By pikadon, it says you stole from the father. You took God's pikadon from the father. So from this, we can deduce that if you stole from the father, then according to the letter of the law, you have to give each one. If you stole from one person, any other day, you don't know if you made restitution to him. I'll be shenu tovei. Also, even though he's not demanding for you, chayv l'shalim, you must pay him in both says Yishmael. You want to fulfill your heavenly obligation. Avli ma'am alechad any of them zaltichem rabbi. You says something. I don't know if I robbed you or not. I feel both says Yishmael. Me chayv l'shalim. If you want to fulfill your heavenly obligation, you don't have to pay him. Shabbat was Ram Simon saying, "Hey, like we said, in similar principle, the any of them Hebrew son he puts him in dinar." I don't know if you owe me money, I don't have to pay you anything. Even if let's say Deshmaim, when do I have to give him something? Let's say Deshmaim in Tovo, if the other guy says, "Yeah, you better you owe me, you should pay me." Chayv, you have to pay me lav, and if not, Potter, if not, he's exempt. Ches, Dover Pashu, it's obvious that Bchol Eilat Varem Shetzorek Lachasir Lishneim, Medina, or Medabot, Zed Shemaim. It's obvious in all these cases where according to the letter of the law, you have to get back at both of them, or you want to fulfill your heavenly obligation. Zeuk Shere Mechamu, that's if they're not Mechamu, they don't will not wait to forgive the obligation. I wish Shere Mechamu, both of them forgive the obligation, as a Safi in the case of doubt, Potter is exempt of Medabot, Zed Shemaim, even to fulfill the heavenly obligation. Once they forgive the obligation, Eichel Machzor Behem, they can't renege on that. Mechila and Tzorkin, and Mechila does not require a kinyan. Even if they make a kinyan on the Mechila, they make take a handkerchief or pen and make a kinyan sudar, doesn't matter. Merulin Exor Mashim Cholo, it's appropriate for people from robbed to be Mechel the robber. So you shouldn't have to pay more than what he stole. Imei Merulukim, if they are God fearing. Shle Kosher Besavi Gezo, and in order that they themselves should not be subject to the question of doubtful theft if they're taking money which is not actually theirs. Also not to weaken the hands of Bali Chuba who could have difficulty making proper restitution. Once in my years as Rebbe Nor Samech had somebody who came to me with a detailed list of all the things he did when he was younger and wanted to make restitution for them. And boy, what a tzaddik. All of us probably have lists like that. And We had a little discussion what to do. Obviously, he didn't know everybody. We had damaged and we lost track of them. But it was incredible. So all of us have shavlis like that. And the people who were damaged are supposed to be moichel in order to make the derech teshuva less difficult. If by one of the people for whom was stolen, he holds for sure that $120 stolen from me, and the second guy is in doubt. The person who says it's for sure mine. The person who's in doubt, I'm not sure what that means. I don't know what it means. Atil Kabbalah Avala Vadai. I have no idea. Excuse me. I really don't know. I think what it means is it's to say, Kilu is Kabalti. But you can say that $200 he received, it's as if I received it. And therefore I'm loyal to you. Maybe. Shin Safab. God is supposed to be true in Kal Menu. God comes to the truth, do we accept from him? The robbers, Malvi Ribis, and people who loan money and interest, she is here, want to come make restitution, aim a kabbalah, ma'am, you don't accept it from them. If I'm a kabbalah, and somebody who accepts from them, ain't rachom, no chimera chachom, not pleased with him. I said, when the Gaza speaker says, there was a story with a person who was the Gaza who wanted to do tshuva. Armelo, Ishto's wife said to him, Reika, empty one. If you do tshuva, even your belt won't be yours. If Nimnava is the tshuva, and you refrain not to tshuva. If you tiknu, therefore they enacted this enactment, so a person not refrain from doing tshuva. Badafka Gaza, before the city, by a famous Gaza in Shasaka Bekach, this is how he runs his commercial activity. Shuva is difficult. It's hard to steal kasha. He has to get back everything he owns. If a guy's not crying, but it's somebody who's an occasional robber, it's a mekayim, you accept from him. I feel kasha a shulka b'kav. Even somebody who this is his primary pursuit. Dafku shuva says shuva me'atz. Zillion comes to do shuva on his own. But zech hashu chazah. This scenario we're concerned. Shet lo yimanam esos shuva. They should not refrain from doing shuva. But if we have to compel him to give back whatever he stole, the guy, man, we accept it back. He didn't rouse himself to do tshuva. It's also been out with specifically where the stolen object is no longer extant. But this extant guy, man, we accept it for him. This is also true if somebody stole a beam and built it in his house. Even though it is extant, if it's not extant. That's the Kodesh HaShavim, the classic one. The Tiknu Sheshayim Domim, Chazal Institute, they should pay money. Therefore, he's a famous Gazan. We don't accept from him even the cost of the beam. But if he stole land, buildings on the land. Those who say, that feel of Gazan, unfortunately, even he's a famous Gazan. Whereas his Tshuva Me'atzmo, and whereas coming to Tshuva on his own initiative, so Sir Binyanim has got to wreck the buildings, Magzir Karka, and give back the land of Mekai Menah, we accept him, that's the smart. Losu Takonas Hashavim, Karka, Bnei Shein Exiles. They didn't make Takonas Hashavim, this Takonas for people doing Tshuva, by land, Bnei Shein Exiles, because it's never really taken away. Chayim HaNigzal Chayim HaChayim. So too, the person who stole is obligated to other people with normal obligations. Mekai Menah, so the Mekhoinyan, he accepts from him no matter what, Kedeli Parach Chavosav, in order to fulfill his obligations. I'm sure he fulfilled obligation with Nigzela. Nigzal Chayav Chayav, the person from whom the object is stolen is Chayav to other people. Then he accepts the Nigzela from the Gazan, even if he's the Gazan before him, no matter what. They play what's about to pay his own obligations. Kedeli Parach Makamakam has nowhere else to pay, no way else to pay his own obligations. That's Meshach. Based in Gazan says she'll see Mamma and Nigza any Makabi Mumkhaktas Khamim. If the Gazan came to get to make restitution. The Nigzal said, person who was robbed said, I'm not accepting from you because that is the Karakha Khamim. Ramley Gazan said, Avishata Mukhali, even though you forgive me any return Bakak, I don't want that. I knew what said says I don't want to fulfill my heavenly obligation. I was ill give it back to you. At that point we don't protest to a person from who was robbed and tell him not to accept it. They don't have to try and convince him not to give back your stolen goods. This takon is no different than no superior mishmita than the case shmita that maxu chol achas shmita. Somebody is returning a debt after shmita, even though shmita canceled. So the creditor has to say, I relinquish the debt. If the borrower says, Avo bichein, nevertheless, I want to pay, because I may accept for it, because I'm the same as I'm a sign. No, it's not completely similar. The Bisham there, you can bring around the conversation to the point where the person who borrowed the money from you says, you know what, I want to pay you back. Oh, joy. Fantastic. But here, here should not do. Because we're sensitive, because it's a kind of for people doing tshuva. Also, if the person does not come to do tshuva in his own initiative, the person who was robbed comes to Basin and demands restitution, we make it back. Also, in terms of a basin compelling a person to get back all his stolen items, was having received the olive. Also, to a not just a famous robber, but a famous sneak thief, a burglar. Somebody who loans money to interest. Who this is his main activity. He's right here. That's in Kuf Samachal. Kimur Omer Chazal Chazal say that Roim by Mochsim. Shepherds and tax collectors, Chuvas and Kasha, their Chuvas is difficult. There's just stomach goes in Mizrahi because by default they steal from the masses. They don't know to whom to give it back. If you come, Ruchachon, their Chum said, Shasubak Zeos, Sorche Rabin. They should take the stolen items and use them for the needs of the public. Gomboros such as wells, Sichin, dugouts, and moros and caves, Jogging, fixing highways, Merchatos and bathhouses, Chetzebel, etc. Ultimately, the people who from whom the money was stolen, they'll get some benefit. But there's no mechila here possible. Do I mean there? Im gazoim la, nobody knows if he stole from him or not. But says the Aruch Hashem, when you do use it for the public weal, Hashem, the theological statement here, Hashem will ring about kol echem and gazolim, any one of the people who was stolen from Yerushim or one of their heirs, Yehanel will get a benefit if he erekizei lo so, according to the value of his stolen property. And that somehow they will consciously or unconsciously or subconsciously be mechlim. But above the time of Sayyim, so somebody comes to him with tire, wants to mend his ways, they fix him, they help him out from heaven, that there should be some hashkacha in his achieving kapora. For roim, shepherds, how do roim b'hem with shalhem? It means they're shepherding their own animals. Roim b'hem with acherim, but they're shepherding other people's animals. Interestingly, animal chayes kasloim. We don't assume that they're kasloim. The end of them chayti v'lo. People don't sin for other people's benefit, only for their own benefit. Dalit, you already seem to be sheim b'yichos basin l'kufa gazan l'chashir gzeil. So even though basin has capacity to compel the gazan to get back the gzeil kofina, so they compel him. Kol nevas begezli rabim. The people who steal from the masses, from the public, we don't compel them to contribute to the public wheel. The lava shava maya, it's not actual restitution. Eladimis or matzoh, but if he comes and a rab becomes aroused on its own, lasus tshuva to repent, I'm going to say, but I'm talking about to use it for public welfare. Kiev Shah talking about Rakhs, there's no other way you can fix it. Velosh Beis Kufl Zeh, but not the basin compels us. Simon Shinun, hey, this bar open, open, a chazor, but Ganav, and Sarek, that's by them. It's clarified by Ganav, a thief, if he has the owner has to be aware of his making the restitution. Chodim, Noakim, Ganav, and Gazan, those logs also apply by Gazan. Achigan, that's by Velosh, that's by them. But the needing the knowledge of the person who was robbed, that he should be aware that the object was returned, is not so relevant here. Most cases, he knows that he was robbed and the thing shows up in his doorstep, he knows to get it back. Hey, but Simon Shinun, hey, his brother, the Ainzaka Bayam of Das Shasakazora, says that the owner does not know at the time restitution is made. But he must make restitution to the jurisdiction of the owner. Therefore, if there was a vessel in the hand of the Babais, the son, or biat avdo, or in the slave's hands, and somebody stole this vessel, may have been or heaven from the son and from the slave, Shlomi Das Bayam, without the owner's consent. The Shtam should use it, how raise the show, Shlomi Das, that he is a classic borrower without consent. The Dino Gazan, he has the status of a robber. Vikam Lo Bishuso, it is now under his responsibility. Vizchai Bontin, and he is liable if anything befalls it, even act of God. Achel Zil Bayam, until restored to the owner. Vikzil Ben, if you get back to the son, Olevet, or the slave, of a Menu, and it got lost in the sons or slaves' hands, or Nishbar was broken in their hands, Chayav Shalom, the robber has to pay. V'av Shalkliya Yisrael B'yara Ben, even though when he began the process, the vessel was in the hands of the son, or heaven, or the slave, Medasov, with the father's consent, or Harav, or the master's consent, Konkon, nevertheless, Achash Shalom, Shalom B'yara, since this person took it without the father or master's awareness. So that's why you have to give it back to the owner himself. But specifically when the child is a minor. I've been going up when the child is an adult. Came since you put it back in the place where you took it from, that's give it back to a person who is of intellectual maturity, part of your exempt. In this respect, the shul is not like a thief. Must have seem like a robber. Must have seem like a base. But a cotton having midas midas. So if he gives back to a cotton, it's as if you're causing a deliberate loss. Okay, never dino cotton or an even in this respect, that look is like cotton. Must have seem like a base. It's a tradition. Vav agoz as chaver be yishuv. Somebody goes still robs his friend in the city, in the community, set a place. Well, I'm still in the middle, he wants to get back to him in the desert. Lo yetzor b'ashava, he does not fulfill his obligation of restitution. Im nigdal lo retzor kabel, and then the person who was robbed does not want to accept it there. V'chzilo b'akorach, and you're trying to get back to him against his will. And he came back, so unless he accepts it willfully. I might as well be yeshuv, but he gives it back in the city. I feel the shalom makom shekozel, even it's not a place in which the theft took place. You are the ashava. You fulfill the obligation to make restitution. Even you're compelling the person who you stole to take it back. Simon Grace said again when he's bar pikanu madino. There explains why pikanu alachas does. Shem is bar. Then becomes clear that mafkid any acholi bar menifka of a makom shivkid. The person who gave the object for safekeeping can only demand it back from the person who was given in the place where it was given. With a gazon lo shayach zeh by gazon is not relevant. The person from whom was stolen can demand back the object. Even not a place where it was stolen from. It's not like a bikara, the bikara of Baraton, where the bikara was with acquiescence. Shin Simon Zion, Gazan, Shinishba, Gazan took an oath for Chol Dinov, and all of his halachas, but goes to serving somebody who steals from his father. If Hagozas Chaver, somebody steals from his friend, Barotso, she was the guy who wants to get back the stolen object, the robbed object. Pain is a con, the person who was robbed is not here. The person is not required to bring the Gzela to the place where he is. El Modio, Lamoka, Makomo, Shurzono, Lagzilo, Xiloso, Biavez Leno. Rather, he sends a notification to that Nigzal's place that he wanted to give it back, and he should come and take it. Velo, mi Bayek, Shulo, Dog, Gzela. Goes that saying that where he didn't concede the theft, for Adim Yehidusha goes, witnesses came and testified that he stole it, robbed it. El Afilin Tova Nigzal, but even if the Nigzal, the person from whom was robbed, demands it, the Kofar Bo, and the Gazan denied him, and then he changed his mind and he confessed. He doesn't have to run after the owner to give it back to him. He keeps it in his hand. I shall buy these limits until the owner comes and takes it. But you have to let them know. But near this, it seems this is only when you stole from him here. And the Nigza went elsewhere. We stole him elsewhere. And the Nigza remains in that location. You have to take a place from which you robbed it. All Gazans have to get back to the place where they robbed from. And back to the brackets, it seems that way from the Shach. That you don't have to take the stone object to him. But midvar when the shul shul nishma even take a shvua, I was nishma shaking but took a false oath. But how could any confess? Shachay b'shal and kerem b'chomish, which case you have to pay the principal plus an additional fifth. For shem you left doing a carbon because he purchased by yikra. Amru they said that goizel in this case they said that goizel shal pruta. So he stole even the value of a pruta. The nishma and then took a false oath. You chenu achrav. You have to bring it to him. I feel more even to media, which is very distant from Eretz Yisrael, distant from Bavel. I think it means even though expenditure will be more than the stolen object. Anyway, by the time Chazal say Kapor Lavi is there's no Tomin Ad Mati Yodi until the Nigzar receives it. That when he is found to be guilty, he has to give back to the person from whom he take it. Therefore, even the Gaza knows clearly that the Nigzar did not give up hope. Whenever he has a Kapor until he gives it back to his hand. And even in our day and age when there's no carbon to accompany this, you have no carbon to give it back to his hand. And that's it for today.